Well, hello again, my lovely spinners, and welcome to my podcast, Spinning a Yarn at the Spinning Barn. And this particular episode, which is all about achieving consistency in our yarns when we spin. But before we get on to that, let me give you a little bit of an update about what's been happening here over the past month since we last spoke. Well, we have had rain and we have had snow and we have had more rain. And I sat down here to start recording a few minutes ago and the heavens opened. And of course it beats onto my roof and it's very noisy. So I do apologize if it starts again, but I thought I'm gonna have to just go for this because today is the day. It's the only day it slots into my diary. So yes, the rain, oh my goodness. I think last time we spoke, I was telling you all about the mud and just how awful it was. Well, it's just carried on. We have had more water sitting in our paddocks than I've ever known. And I'm gonna have to admit something that I did to you. Oh my goodness, we had water was running down the driveway and into our stable yard. And to be honest, I didn't even realize that there was even an incline in the driveway in that direction because it's never ever been an issue. So the stable yard was flooded. The horses were standing, you know, with their feet covered in water. Their stables were flooded. It was just, oh, it was horrendous. So James got his submergible pump and pumped it all out into the paddocks. And the only thing I could think of in such a situation to stop the water all running down the driveway was to grab my remaining big builder's rubble sack full of fleeces. I know, can you imagine as I tipped that out onto the drive in the rain to stop the rain running down the drive. My gosh, I got a lump in my throat just saying it. It was awful, but it was the only thing I could think of to do. And it did work actually, so I have to thank my little fleeces again, don't I? They did a good job for me. And yeah, we had all the snow, we had icicles like I have never seen. It was incredible. But you know, that's always quite exciting. You've got to find a positive in all these things, haven't we? But hopefully spring is on its way. I was outside yesterday and obviously got the little snowdrops. Now the snow has all disappeared. My snowdrops that I planted last year have all come up around my little apple trees. And I've noticed that they've actually spread out into the lawn as well, which is gonna be beautiful. It's lovely. And also the birds are just so busy and just singing away, which is really nice. So that actually brings me on to my new community spinning group. Now you can find this on the website and I'll also share it every month on my Facebook page. But the idea of this, and the spring inspired me to do it actually, I thought, you know, we need something positive, we need to look forward to something. And I so miss seeing people, helping people, and particularly our social spinning group that we used to run on a Saturday here at the barn, which I'm hoping will resume sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, I thought we could do it all virtually. So the idea is that once a month I shall post a video of me telling you what your inspirational ideas will be for the month for your spinning. Now I'm deliberately not calling it a spinning challenge because I think sometimes the word challenge can be misinterpreted, can't it? Yes, we all do like to challenge ourselves and, you know, work a little bit harder, try something different. But I don't want anybody to read that and think that it's going to be competitive or it's going to be something difficult. It isn't. It's just a way of giving you some inspiration to maybe try something new, you know, and to think a little bit out of our normal spinning boxes. Because for one, I generally spin fine weight yarns, just the way I go, and I don't often make myself do anything else. So the theme for this month, drum roll please, because I haven't actually announced it yet on my page, will be about springtime. Now this is actually going to go live on the 1st of March. So what you'll need to do is, if you go to my website, you'll see the community tab at the top, community spinning tab. If you click on that, and it's got a little button there where you can actually join the group, and then we can all interact. You can post photographs of what you want to do, what you have achieved and what ideas you've got, and ask questions, ask for help, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, I'm, as you know by now, I'm all about supporting everybody in their spinning. And if we can support each other, then all the better. So one of the things that I am asked about quite a lot is how to achieve that consistent yarn, particularly one that resembles a commercial yarn. If, for example, you're doing a large project and you've got a knitting pattern and you need to replicate something. So I thought this time we would have a little chat about that. So I'm sure most of you are relatively seasoned spinners. So cast your mind back to when you first thought that you would like to try hand spinning. What was it that enticed you? Was it that you wanted to replicate those commercial yarns? Or did your artistic flair take over and you dreamed of those incredible, unique yarns that nobody else would have? Perhaps like me, it was all about the wool, by which I mean wool from the sheep, with the knitting coming as an added necessity to all that spinning. I am trying though, I'm doing more than I used to. So whatever your reasons for spinning, I'm sure you all remember your very first skein of yarn. And those of you that have visited the spinning barn will know that I still have mine and I admire it regularly. But from that first, most likely rather lumpy, bumpy yarn, we tend to then concentrate on creating finer and finer yarns, thinking that's the way we need to spin. And textured yarn, we believe that it's less uniform, so therefore it's a little bit unacceptable. Well, let's dispel that myth right here and now. There's nothing wrong with lumpy bumpy. Now, if you spin as a way to relax, perhaps, and just go with the flow, then most likely you're just happy to accept and celebrate whatever comes off your bobbins. And that is definitely acceptable and should be applauded for that free spirit. All yarns have their place and there will be a project for them all. The difference though is in being able to deliberately spin any yarn you desire, whether that is textured or perfectly smooth and even. And generally, therein lies the little problem. So let's think about how to achieve that elusive, consistent yarn. Let's start by looking at the beginning, because that is going to influence the end. Now by that, I mean that preparation is key to consistency. Poorly or incorrectly prepared fibres will never be easy to draft, which will ultimately interfere with the smooth rhythm of your spinning. If you're starting with a fleece, then you should consider the following points. Do you have a project in mind, or do you just like the fleece? Does the staple length and crimp lend itself to that proposed project? Or do you know how to make the most of those properties? If not, you can always ask me, of course, because that's another can of worms altogether. Check the fleece for changes in quality all over. You may find that, especially in the primitive breeds, that there are significant differences in the fleece quality. And it may be pertinent to separate out the variations into, for example, the finer neck and shoulders for one project, and the rear end, which is generally more coarse, in another. The reason for this is that different qualities will require differences in your spinning in terms of drafting and twist, and will not help your quest for consistency. The fleece must be thoroughly skirted, that is, the removal of all but the best wool. Be ruthless. Remove anything that is questionable. Now, it took me a long time to do that. I used to be very, very careful about it. And now anything that I see, I just take it off. And once it's gone, it's gone. There's always another use for those bits, especially this time of the year when we're planting our gardens up and they can go into the compost and all sorts. Nothing will be wasted. Vegetable matter should be shaken and picked out at all stages. But remember, obviously, that will stick to the lanolin in a dirty fleece, so you do need to be prepared to work through that, through all those stages. But preferably choose a fleece that is as clean as possible of vegetable matter in the first place. The fleece should be washed, unless you prefer to spin in the grease. Prepare the fibre according to the staple length and spin using the best technique for that fibre. So for example, if the staple is around 4 inches long, then it's recommended to card into Rolags and to spin long draw for a woolen spin. If the staple is longer, then it should be combed and spun worsted. Don't forget, however, there are no spinning police out there who will be knocking on your door if you break the rules. If you are not confident in spinning both methods to be able to choose the correct one, then just spin it. As long as you get the consistency you want, go for it. My next rule is always to sample the whole process. This is particularly important if you are planning a big project that requires a lot of consistent yarn. It's so easy to spin one day in one rhythm and then to find that the next time you spin something is different. And that can depend on so many things. It can depend on your mood, the temperature, which affects the fibre, how the fibre drafts, and many other variables. So when you feel happy with your practice spinning, create a small sample skein so that you can confirm to yourself that the entire process has worked for the fibre that you're using and for the results that you were aiming for. If not, you can then adjust something at this stage rather than realising after having processed a whole fleece. It's going to be too late then, isn't it? My next rule is to check, check, check all the way through and keep little notes on exactly how you've achieved the yarn that you're satisfied with. And that might be including information on which wheel or which spindle you've used, which ratio, which twist angle, and how you drafted, etc. It may seem tedious when all you want to do is spin, but a few minutes spent at this stage will definitely reap rewards and enable you to just relax into the rhythm that you need. And armed with your practice samples and notes, you'll be able to achieve that same yarn over and over. So let's just clarify those checks. Check your tension. It should feel comfortable with sufficient take up, but should never feel that the yarn is being grabbed out of your hands. Right from the start, check how you are holding your fibre supply. Being able to freely draft your beautifully prepared fibres is possibly the biggest key to consistency, because it facilitates rhythmic drafting, which in turn aids consistency. Be aware to hold the fibre really gently so as not to squash the scales of the fibre together, which then make it difficult to draft. One way you can check this is to really make yourself almost let go of the fibre. If you keep your hand flat with the fibre resting in it and only pop your thumb or your finger down onto the fibre at the exact point that you draft forwards to give you something to draft against. It can sometimes be so tempting to hold the fibre supply too tightly, but you really shouldn't have to. If you find that you have to hold it too tightly and pull harder, then that would indicate that you are doing something wrong, something isn't quite working. Stop immediately and think about what you are doing that may have caused you to compensate in that way. It's usually a combination of holding too tightly and for too long whilst continuing to treadle, which puts in more and more twist, creating a vicious circle. There should be nothing vicious in our spinning, should there? It should all be soft and gentle and soothing. Try to draft to the length of the staple of your fibre, matching the treadles. Check that your drafting triangle is the same. Try to draft the same amount of fibres each time by checking the shape and the thickness of the drafting triangle. Check the thickness and uniformity of your yarn using your control card, your spinner's control card. Use one that actually has the thicknesses of the yarn engraved on it, which you can lay your yarn over to check the thickness, and then continue to check every few minutes to ensure your consistency. If the thickness has changed, think about what you have perhaps done differently. Check your twist by creating a plyback test. To do this, pull some yarn back off of the bobbin and allow it to twist back on itself. Does it look comfortable? It shouldn't look tight and twisted, but should have sufficient twist to maintain its structure. When you're happy with this, you should break off that sample and attach it to your wheel or in your notes so that you can refer back to it to maintain that consistency. Check the twist in your plied yarn. When you feel that this is correct, check the angle of your twist. You can do this using a protractor and aim for a low angle of about 20 to 30 degrees, depending on your fibre, to achieve a soft yarn. Higher angles produce a firmer, harder feeling yarn, which may be more appropriate to sock yarns, for example. But as a general rule, just look at the angle of the twist and it should look as though it's almost running vertically along the length of your yarn. You can test this out by spinning two different coloured singles and plying them to really be able to see that twist. And actually, that reminds me, I've just created my traffic light system of yarns, because I've been doing a lot of Zoom sessions recently, and to really show the angle of the twist and whether a yarn has sufficient or insufficient twist, I've created my amber, so my yellow and white skein of yarn, which shows too little twist. My red and white, red meaning danger, meaning it's got too much twist. And my green and white, green meaning go, is how it should actually be. So hopefully that when we do Zoom calls, it's actually very visual and much easier to see those differences. So I think that might be something that you would like to try yourself and just test those things out. It's really helpful, actually. And also, don't forget to check on you. Don't overdo things. You will achieve better results by spinning for shorter periods on a regular basis rather than spinning for hours on end. Just a little bit every day really will help you to improve, because if you try too hard at something sometimes, it also almost makes it more difficult, doesn't it? So, you know, little and often, that's the best way forward, I think. And just keep those records as well. You can create a little folder or have little cards that you write all your information onto, because, oh, believe me, it's very easy to forget what you did, even when you think you know. Because we do get into such a rhythm that sometimes you just forget what you've done, because it is rhythmic. You're feeling it rather than thinking about it. But if you specifically want to be able to replicate a yarn, then you really need to keep those little notes. Okay, so there are some tips for you for this time. So I hope that helps, actually, because it is something that lots and lots of people have asked me about. Again, if you need anything, any help with any of that, do please get in touch. I'm always here, and you know that, don't you? Gosh, that sounded like a lot of information, didn't it? But it's really just the tip of the spinning iceberg. And so, yeah, I hope you found that useful. Do, of course, let me know how you get on. Let me know if it's helped you or not. And don't forget to save all your yarns if you don't actually use them, because they can actually be really good indicators of your progress, and you'll be amazed at how you'll look back and you'll smile with joy, like I do when I looked at my first one. And I did that quite recently, actually, as I was spinning a very fine sort of cobweb weight. Wow, comparing that to my very, very first, very super chunky, well, it had every weight in there going on, every lump and bump you could think of, but the comparison was amazing, and it really did, it did make me smile. It was lovely. So let me leave you with my biggest tip ever. Whatever you choose to do with your spinning, please just enjoy it. The most important thing is to create happy spinners. And I know that's you. So thank you for listening, and I can't wait to chat again next month. Bye for now.